Join me now as we welcome Dennis Malley.
Comes around and my tongue's all twist-tied. My belly's doing flip-flops and I'm uptight. My head's a mess and my palms are wet. And everything she says, it makes me wanna think twice. She touches my hand and I feel alright. But is that just the kindness she bestows on all the guys? I'm second guessing every move she makes, and all I wanna know is if I've got the green light. Wondering who you are, wondering what you want. Because my brain's not wired, even though I'm inspired to try to pick up on your vibe. Unless you play it straight or just sit and wait and play it safe along the sidelines. Wrong girls, and I swore I'd never do it again. Cause you can fool me once and you can shame me twice before I go into a mode of defense. I could swear I took care not to step on any snares, but then I pushed you out on the road. And if you didn't know me any better than that, you could swear I'd wanna be alone. And I'm so amazed, I'm stricken by her beauty and her grace, and I don't know how to play. Once I figure out the rules, they change, and it's all on me. And it's all wasn't supposed to be taking it so slow. I quickly earned a ticket straight into the friend zone. Until another comes along and then again I can deal another shuffle, try to play my cards right. Wondering who you are, wondering what you want. Because my brain's not wired, even though I'm inspired to try to pick up on your vibe. Unless you play it straight, or just sit and wait and play it safe along the sidelines. And do-si-do, do-si-do, give me a stronger sign and I'll make it worth your time. I'm sitting here waiting to go, I'm waiting to go, waiting to go. a stronger sign, and I'll make it worth your time. I'm sitting here waiting on you. Are you ready to go? Ready to go? I heard it from a friend of a friend that it might be so.
Dennis Malley at the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's good to have you here today. Tell me a little bit about that song, when you wrote it, and any circumstances.
Yeah. Well, I wrote it not that long ago, actually. It's kind of like thinking back on some of the times, you know, when I was younger and missed opportunities, you know, just thinking of times where I just like either ignored the signal or, you know, I got the signal, but I was just way too cautious about it, you know, to pursue it. You know, I think that's probably something that resonates with some people, you know, as far as circumstances that have happened. You know?
Sure. 2020 hindsight. Yeah. I think, too, we tend to regret what we don't do as opposed to what we do.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you were raised and how you found your way here.
Sure. I'm from Pittsburgh. Cranberry Township. So most of my life I lived there. I moved there when I was about 4 years old. Before that, I was just, just a little north of the city. The earliest I can remember was living near Wexford. But then we moved to Cranberry when I was about four. So I lived there pretty much all my life.
You got to see a lot of changes in Cranberry your life, too. There are probably, it'd be interesting. I'll bet you in Cranberry Township, there are probably 50 times the number of traffic lights today than there were when you were growing up. If not, that may be a low estimate.
Yeah, that main intersection where the Exxon is and the Burger King, you know, that's like super huge intersection. And when I lived there, when we moved there, there was a stop sign and there was accidents, a lot of accidents there. They were actually talking about installing a traffic light at that time because they were starting to get concerned about the traffic.
So when did you start writing songs and playing out?
Well, I've been playing guitar since I was about 13. I did like the, you know, junior high school band thing where we were just kind of banging around on drums and making noise, but kind of got a little bit more into it as got into the later years of high school. I had a friend who was playing with some guys in Elwood City, and he invited me to be in the band. And so at that time, my talent level wasn't quite at the level of the other guys in the band, so I learned a lot, and I was able to kind of up the bar on myself there. But beyond that, then out of high school, you know, college sort of took place a little bit. I went to about 3 years of college before deciding it wasn't for me at the time. So being out of school, I was still paying off student loans. That's always fun. So you got to.
If you decide to leave college, they should just keep all the loans, you know,
right?
or prorate them.
Yeah, exactly.
In some way, but
hold down a full time job so I can make sure I keep those bills up to date, and in the meantime, trying to do a music thing. But the full time job sort of takes up a lot of that time. So I was in some bands in those later, you know, those years out of college. And then I was working at Kinko's for a while. Kinko's kind of took me to Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii for a couple years.
Nice. That's a nice thing.
And that was a great opportunity. It was a good time. While I was out there, I reconnected with the girl I took to my prom, my wife. We married. I moved back from Hawaii to see where that relationship was going to go. And here we are. We're married. We've been married for 11 years now. So
that's great.
Yeah.
When did you start writing in earnest?
Well, I have written, there's a couple songs that I'll do that I've written in earlier years. Just a little, you know, a few songs over, you know, the course of that first, I'd say maybe after my first 6 or 7 years of playing guitar, I decided to start singing too. And then I was writing some songs, you know, a few have survived that period of my life, but probably songwriting in earnest in the last 5 years. I actually went to the open stage at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern and ran into John Hayes there. And he heard me play the first, you know, that was just a chance that I happened to go to that open stage that night and play. And he really liked my stuff. And it was just such an odd timing circumstance that he was like, we're right at the cutoff for making our annual compilation album where we do, you know, one songwriter gets a song on the CD every year. And so he said, you know, if you get in now, you know, you can be on the, you know, you can be on this year. And so I did. And so I recorded the first song I recorded. The first song I really wrote that was an assignment from the songwriters group, because they do like a weekly.
They give you a theme.
Yeah,
to,
something to write to.
To write on.
So my theme was science, or the theme was science, and I chose astronomy. So actually I have a song I could probably do. That's I can give you the song, you know, play you a song that that is the astronomy song.
Yeah, if you want to do it, that would be great. This is Dennis Malley. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. And is that the one you want to do next?
Sure, yeah, I'll do that.
Well, here's the song that John Hayes heard as part of the Pittsburgh Singer-Songwriters Circle, or that challenged, I should say, you to be on it.
Stargazing is amazing on a cool, clear summer night. Look at Orion with his arrow flying. He'll be the MC to our delight. Cassiopeia sits where she can see her in a lounge chair in the sky. And in the middle of nowhere, darkness will show there the subtle Milky Way's design. Look, there's a shooting star, and once in a while, maybe a meteor shower will drizzle the sky. Please direct your attention to 42 Right Ascension. You'll see Polaris in the northern sky. If you can't locate her, just use Ursa Major. The Big Dipper will point you right. The way that we see him, it's a living museum. Eons frozen in the sky. Tap the imagination of ancestral duration. Connect the dots and form the lines. It's unbelievable much we don't know, and so inconceivable to think we're alone. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Wish I may, wish I might, make a wish upon your light. Are you up there, UFO? How I wonder where you go. Wish I may, wish I might take flight with you tonight on a cool, clear summer night. On a cool, clear summer night. On a cool, clear, a cool, clear summer night. On a cool, clear summer night. Stargazing is amazing on a cool, clear summer night.
It's Dennis Malley. That's a good song. And is that the one that is recorded on the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle CD?
That was 4 years ago now.
It's been that long.
Yeah,
okay.
That was my first song that I put on the CD that first year that I went into that open stage, and John got me on the project, and that was since then. Like, I've been writing. So you were asking earlier when I started writing in earnest. It was kind of then, you know, I got into that group, and it's really helped me propel my songwriting. You know, it's a little bit of a motivation. You get to go to this group and trade ideas with people. You're playing songs for people that aren't just going, wow, that sounds really good. You know, you get to actually get real feedback, like maybe you want to move this bridge here, or maybe you want to try changing this word in this chorus or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that really helps.
Yeah, it's nice when you get a supportive environment like that. Incidentally, you've got a show, I think, later today. I just had it up and I lost it.
Yeah.
But you probably know those details.
Yeah, I'll be playing tonight at the Lindora Hotel up there in Lindora.
Yeah, that's at 9:30 tonight.
Yep.
And then you've got something on Wednesday at the Beacon Hotel in Renfrew. That's on Wednesday, September 10th, right?
Yep. Yeah, I do a little bit of playing up north there. Eventually, I hope to get down here into the Pittsburgh scene some more. You know, the songwriters group is kind of, and a couple open stages are about as far as I've gone to that foray so far. But I'd like to, you know, I'd like to see what's happening down here.
Yeah, well, and there's, you know, plenty of places to play, and you know, getting up in Lindora and then Renfrew, you know, there's lots of people to play to out there. We have a lot of listeners in those areas, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great area up there.
Have you thought about putting out your own recording? Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, actually, this past winter was sort of a. I did a little exercise in digging up some of my really old recordings and finding some riffs and some things in there that would be, you know, worthwhile to explore, you know, some things that I think could grow into a song. I'm kind of a music guy first. Like, I like to write the song or the music.
The music part, the melody.
Yeah. And then once I figure out what that feeling is from the music, then I'll go for lyrics, you know. And I'm kind of like that as a listener too. Like, I am more of a music listener than a lyric listener. If somebody might say, "Oh, you know, this is a really great song. You have to listen to it." And I'll listen to it, and I'll be like, "That doesn't do much for me." And then they'll be like, "But the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics." And I'll be like, "Oh, okay. That's why it's a good song." Okay,
yeah, it's interesting. I think most. Well, I don't know. If it's a non-instrumental song, I think I'm always primarily listening to the lyrics. And that probably would be true if somebody gave me a song that was really interesting melodically, but not so much lyrically. I have to think about that. I'd like to think I would notice them equally.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the best songs have both elements there, you know, can appeal to both types of listeners, I guess. But I always have felt that there is I have felt that there is a distinction, at least in some degree, to whether people like to focus on the lyrics and get a lot out of a song based on what the lyrics are as opposed to what the music is, you know.
Mm. Well, I'm glad that we have you here today to perform live and to be with us. What would you like to do next?
Well, actually, you know, since we were talking about that, I guess I just wrote this song a couple weeks ago, and it probably fits right into that category of like, the music isn't as much, you know, it's three or four chords repeated over and over again, but the lyrics, I think, have some content that it makes it interesting. I'm going to pull out a cheat sheet here because the lyrics are fresh in my head and I don't want to, you know, to lose them.
Sure. Feel free to take the time to do that. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Pleasure here today for us to have Dennis Malley along with us, who is from Cranberry. And we've linked to his website this morning if you would like to get some more information, reverbnation.com/Dennis Malley. It's probably the easiest way if you want to get to it. And
as it so happens, I don't have those lyrics with me, so
just
bear with me if I mess them up. You won't know anyway, right? This is called Nitty Gritty. Met her in a cafe just outside of town. She said to him, it's been an age. They replayed highlight reels from teenage days gone by and wondered how things might have been. When she said, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get down to the brass tacks. 'Cause we both think we feel like we just might have something real. It's time we lay down all the facts. They found that spark had grown to be ablaze. Their tempest passion only fanned the flames. Was mesmerized, staring at her blue-gray eyes. She fell in love with that tender gaze. So he said, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get down to the brass tacks. 'Cause we both think we feel like we might have something real. Keep this love intact. But the days ahead were full of discontent. They both wondered where the romance went. She expected he would always say he wants to leave, and he could not get what she meant. So she said, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get down to the brass tacks. 'Cause we both think we know just how the other's life should go. While we let our own life jump the tracks. And the last year's days of enchantment turned to this year's disillusionment. They never thought that it could be so hard. Disappointed expectations made them all but wanna pack it in. They thought that maybe they should be apart. So they said, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get down to the brass tacks. 'Cause this is worth the fight, so let's stick it out and make it right. We can keep this love intact. She said, won't you stay?
okay. And that's the way they spend the rest of their days. He sat by her bedside just outside of town. He held her hand there every day. They replayed highlight reels from the best parts of their lives. And she was fading in the wind. So he said, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's get down to the brass tacks. I know you have to go, don't be afraid, you're halfway home. She smiled at him and shut her eyes.
It's a nice song, and I'm glad you mentioned that about the musical portion of your songs, and it is clear how much attention you put into them, but it became even more so listening to that after you said that. If you're joining us now, Dennis Malley is here with us and first time appearing on the radio here. And he'll be today, later today in Lindora, and then Wednesday, today Lindora, Wednesday Renfrew. It just goes on and on. And we were talking about the singer or the songwriter circle, the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle, and the themes that are given every month.
Yeah.
And that's one of the great things. And I, you know, it's been a long time since I have attended as a listener. How are those selected? Are they just drawn out of a hat, or
it's sort of like at the end of the meeting, they just what do we want to do for a theme this week or this month? And it's kind of random. Somebody just shouts out something, and if it resonates with everybody to make that the assignment, then they choose it.
So they're negotiated or discussed at least before something happens. Did you ever get a theme, or you mentioned science, but have any others been noteworthy to you, either because they were very difficult to address or they were almost immediately ones that resonated with you?
Well, even like this one, this song I just wrote was from an assignment that was write a hit song. And
interesting.
One of the things that it sort of freed me to throw away my process of I'm so strict on myself as far as when I'm playing something, those three chords, and it's just boring to me, you know. I want to musically be interesting, you know, like have some interesting musical phrasing in my music. And that songwriting assignment was just like, okay, I could probably write a country song, you know, and that seems to be more of like the country-ish type of vibe to it, you know? So that was kind of an interesting way to approach, you know, allowed me to approach the exercise from that direction.
It constrained you and forced you to work in a way that you probably normally wouldn't allow yourself to do it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, there have been some of them have to do with things like rewriting your own song. You know, when you have a song that you've been playing for years and all of a sudden they're saying, well, try to change it, you know, try to see what you think might be wrong with it. And you're like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfect. I've been playing it forever and this is exactly the best way to play it. And then, that just challenges you.
Has there ever been a theme, like write a song for Johnny Cash or, you know, write a song for Bob Dylan, write a song as if you were one of those people?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I'm not strict on like following everyone, and
sure.
They aren't either. You know,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you can if you want to, or you can't. You don't have to. I think I remember maybe hearing a theme like that, follow, you know, write in the style of so-and-so. Usually it's more like genre, you know, like write a, you know, write a punk song or something like
that. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought challenging you to write to a certain genre is actually a really interesting exercise. Dennis Malley is who's here. We should have time for at least two more songs, I think, if not three. And it's a pleasure to have him here along with us. What would you like to do next?
You know, I guess maybe I'll do this is sort of my internet troll song. This is a song about the song I wrote that has to do with, you know, when you're on an online forum and you see a guy that just comes in and just does the inflammatory comments, tries to get people to, you know, react to his, whatever.
Stuff. Is this pro or anti? No, I'm kidding.
here again. Yeah, it's absolutely. This is written from the point of view of the troll. But it's just, it's got a little humor in it and whatnot. So here we go.
Dennis Malley.
From the moment that your first post appeared, I knew right then it was crystal clear. I had to summon the words you won't forget, reverberate through the internet. I crafted the words up in my mind before I could type up my reply. But once on a roll, they would take their toll, and you would flip your lid as I sear your soul. And I'm living rent-free in your head. Could it have been something that I said? LOL, you mad, bro? Just can see that you've been had, so I'm living rent-free in your head. Could it have been something that I said? LOL, you mad, bro? Just can see that you've been had. You shot back a reply, and we sparred a while till I got the response that made me smile. Like a bloodthirsty shark, I unleashed the snark. I could almost hear you screaming, fork! Circled the wagons, the end was near. Then approached you with the pointy end of the spear. My oh my, what have we here? An all caps reply, music to my ears. And I'm living rent free in your head. Could it have been something that I said? LOL, you mad, bro? Just can see that you've been had, so I'm living rent free in your head. Could it have been something that I said? LOL, you mad, bro? Just can see that you've been had, and I'm just a troll passing through. Don't feed the troll, whatever you do. I'm just a troll passing through. Don't feed the troll, whatever you do. Ruffle, 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 copter, catch a pass from Ruffles Burger, and I'll drive by and wave to you from the back of my limousine. Ruffle, 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 copter, catch a pass from Ruffles Burger, and I'll drive by and wave to you from the back of my limousine. I'm living rent-free in your head. Could it have been something that I said? LOL, you mad, bro? Just can see that you've been had, so I'm living rent-free in your head. Could it have been something that I said? LOL, you mad, bro? Just can see that you've been had.
That's a good song, and forgive me for laughing out loud as you were playing that song. That was a lot of fun. Did an experience online or repeated exposure to trolls make you think about that song? Or?
Yeah, I guess it's, you know, being on an online forum, and I actually heard that phrase, I'm living rent-free in your head.
Yeah.
Somebody had said that, you know. And it was like, that's an interesting turn of phrase. I think that there's a song in there somewhere.
Yeah, and I've heard that phrase too, and I can't think of where not so commonly that I think it's out there as part of another song or anything. I know where I've heard it, and if I can, it's a song I'll try to play a little bit later for you if we have a little bit of time, but it's the guy who knows all the business in my head. It's just it's a funny song by Jorma Kekkonen, I think.
Oh, okay, okay.
But it's a good song. It's been quite a bit of fun to have you here. I think I'm looking at the clock and thinking about lengths of song. We probably have time for one more.
Okay.
And again, I do want to mention you're in Lindora this evening. That's at 9, is it?
At 9:30, yeah.
9 o'clock. And what's the name of the venue again?
That's the Lindora Hotel.
Lindora Hotel. And then the Beacon Hotel on Wednesday in Renfrew. I'm trying to figure out where that is. I know Renfrew. It's pretty much right.
It's on Beacon Road. I actually don't even know. I got a Facebook message from a friend of mine's like, hey, you want to come and play this show with me? And I'm like, I'm always looking for new places to play. Okay. So awesome.
If you found Renfrew, I'm sure you'll be able to find the Beacon. It's near the Armico somewhere, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great area. It's been a lot of fun to have you here, too.
I'm really, really glad to be here. I appreciate it.
What would you like to finish up with?
You know, I don't know if we didn't talk at all about the loops or anything, but I throw some of this looping into my songs. I got this looper pedal. It's sort of like learning a whole new instrument, so to speak. You know, it's a whole new technique to work with. And one of the things that it's allowed me to do is pull some old songs out that I played when I was in a band, but I can't play solo because I need two layers. You know, I need something extra in the song. With that said, I guess, I'll probably play this song. It's called Nurse. And it makes use of that looping technique to allow me to get the extra that I need in it.
Thanks so much, again, just for being here this morning. It's been a lot of fun to get to know you and to listen. And before you start, I did want to ask you about the guitar.
Sure.
You've got it looks like a relatively new Martin. Any story behind it at all?
Well, I had a Ovation guitar, and actually about 2 years ago I was at one of the open stages and one of the guys came up and said, you really need to upgrade, you know, you need a better guitar to fit your ability. And I said, yeah, it's probably time, you know, I've had this guitar for a number of years. And then an incident with a fall at night around a fire broke the neck off of that guitar and forced my hand there.
It was prescient. I was going to say, it wasn't Steve Miklos who said you really need the upgrade. I don't know if you know Steve owns Acoustic Music Works store. Okay. Steve wouldn't do that. But it's great. Is that from their Sustainable series? It looks you may not know offhand, but
I don't know. It's a DC-15E. It's a Pelly wood, but it's kind of been dyed to look like mahogany almost, you know. It's got that mahogany coloring to it, but you can see the striping on it is the Pelly. I played probably about 70 different guitars at about 10 different music stores around the area until I found this one. I found at Pittsburgh Guitars. They had a nice selection there, and as soon as I played it I was like, this is mine, I'm taking it home right now.
That looks like a guitar, and I don't know if the E might be environmental. I know there's a Sustainable Wood series they use, and the grain on that wood looks similar to that. Yep. But it's a nice instrument.
I'll have to look into that. Yeah. I'd be curious to know. That'd be nice to be a part of that if it is.
Once again, here's Dennis Smalley.
Last night I fell out of my bed. First thing to hit the ground was my head. They rushed me to the hospital. I lay in bed and tried to recall. Nurse said this won't hurt one bit. Takes my pen, I'm done with it. I think it's time to take your pen. now, don't let that water spill. Lay back and let me pet your head. I think I put the sides up on the bed. Nurse said this won't hurt one bit. Takes my pan, I'm done with it. Tell me who is president. What's your last remembered event? Will help restore your memory with a little shock therapy. This won't hurt one bit. Takes my pan, I'm done with it.
Thank you very much for being with us. Once again, that's Dennis Malley. And Reverb Nation, the best place to find you?
Yeah, I keep that pretty up to date with upcoming shows and whatnot, and have uploaded most of my songs there. So, you know, you can catch most of what I've played here, studio versions of those or whatnot. So
excellent. Look for him at reverbnation.com/DennisMalley.